Sherry Preston, ABC News.
News Radio 970 KBUL. Good Tuesday morning, Billing. 7:05 now in the morning bulletin. I'm Kyle Riley, filling in for the vacationing Tommy B. Democrat Brian Schweitzer raised nearly $1.5 million for his successful governor's race and has spent all but $95,000. That's according to campaign finance reports filed yesterday with the State Political Practices Commissioner. Republican Bob Brown collected almost $1.2 million in his losing bid for the governor's seat. He had just under $3,000 remaining as of last week. The second most expensive statewide race was the Supreme Court justice contest between incumbent James Nelson and Republican legislator Cindy Yonkin. They combined for almost $484,000 in contributions. A judge says Conoco must pay a Billings man more than $800,000 in damages for illegal discrimination because the company refused to hire him in 1991 at its Billings refinery. The decision comes more than 3 years after a court ruling found Conoco guilty of discriminating against Greg Hafner based on his disability, a knee injury that occurred 10 years before he applied for work at Conoco. Hafner's lawyer says the ruling by District Judge Susan Waters means the total payment to Hafner will exceed $1.1 million when interest and attorney fees are included. A lawyer for Conoco did not reply to a phone message left at his Billings office. Two men were killed yesterday when they fell 100 feet into a silo at a malt barley plant under construction near Great Falls. The accident occurred about 8 a.m. yesterday morning. Cascade County Sheriff's Captain Ray St. Onge says the men were working on a platform at the top of the silo. One of the victims was trapped underneath the rubble. It took construction workers and emergency crews more than an hour to recover his body. What caused them to fall is not known. St. Onge says the bodies were taken to Missoula for autopsies. The men's names have not been released. Officials say the men were employed by FWS Construction. College wrestler Eddie Lyles remains in critical condition after falling three stories from a dormitory window at the University of Great Falls. The 18-year-old Argonaut wrestler and a friend apparently were involved in horseplay when Lyles backed up and fell through the window on Sunday. Police Sergeant Tito Rodriguez says Lyles broke a rib. Doctors won't know until the swelling goes down if he has head injuries. Great Falls Police Lieutenant Brian Lockerbie says it doesn't appear Lyles had been drinking. Glacier Bank Incorporated officials say they've signed an agreement to buy a Western Wyoming bank holding company for $41 million. The boards of Glacier Bank Corp and First National Bank's West Company have approved the transaction. Glacier President and CEO Mick Blodnick says the deal is still subject to federal approval and other closing conditions. First National is the parent company of First National Bank West, a commercial bank with about $240 million in assets and seven Western Wyoming locations. Blodnick says the bank will keep its name and current management and employees under the new contract. A national study lists Montana among 12 states in the nation that spend no money on classes for pre-kindergarten students. The review of the 2002-2003 school year was done by the National Institute for Early Education Research. The independent group at Rutgers University gathers data for lawmakers and others. The report found 38 states offered classes for 3- and 4-year-olds last school year. The group's director, Stephen Barnett, says enrollment for such classes is up nationwide, but there are wide disparities in both quality and access. Now, along with Montana, states offering no pre-kindergarten classes are Alaska, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Mississippi, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Utah, and Wyoming. Proponents of pre-kindergarten classes say evidence shows that students who attend perform better in kindergarten and in later grades, especially those families who have modest incomes. Finally, this morning, a veteran state senator from Oregon has been appointed to the Northwest Power and Conservation Council, which also includes Montana members. Democratic Senator Joan Dukes replaces Gene Durfler, a former Oregon State Senate president, who plans to leave the council when his term expires on January 15th. The full-time council was created by Congress in 1980. It also has two members each from Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Now, the agency develops long-range electric power plans for the region while balancing power needs with protecting fish and wildlife populations affected by hydropower development in the Columbia River Basin. 7:09 now in the morning bulletin, currently 35 degrees in downtown Billings. We'll have a look at traffic conditions in just a moment here on News Radio 970 KBUL.
Trust is a funny thing.